Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the second GNSO EPDP Phase 2 team call taking place on the 16th of May, 2019 at 1400 UTC. In the interest of time, there'll be no roll call. Attendance will be taken by the Zoom room. If you're only on the telephone bridge, could you please identify yourselves now? Hearing no one. We do
you've
have
got me already. I get you've got me already, right?
We did. Yep, we sure did. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Hearing no one, we do have listed apologies from Alan Woods of the RYSG and Caitlin Tubergen of staff. And their alternate for this meeting will be Arnold Wittersheim. One moment, please. Alternates not replacing a member are required to rename their line by adding the three Z's to the beginning of their names and to add their alternate and affiliation name at the end, which means you are automatically pushed to the end of the queue. To rename in Zoom, hover over your name and click rename. Alternates are not allowed to engage in the chat apart from private chats or use any other Zoom functionalities such as raising hand or agreeing or disagreeing. As a reminder, the alternate assignment form must be formalized by the way of the Google assignment form. The link is available in the meeting invite email. Statements of interest must be kept up to date. If anyone has any updates to share, please raise your hand or speak up now. Hearing or seeing no one, if you need assistance updating your statements of interest, please email the GNSO secretariats. All documentation and information can be found on the EPDP Wiki space. Please remember to state your name before speaking, and recordings will be circulated on the mailing list and posted on the public Wiki space shortly after the end of the call. A couple notes, additional notes before we kick it over to Yanis. One moment, please. We are aware that the audio cast is not available for this meeting due to technical issues. We do have technical support working on that issue, and if it does become available, we will notify all on the Notify and the GNSO EPDP list once it does become available. Also, we do want to mention that we will be having a Zoom drop-in meeting on Monday, the 20th of May, from 1300 to 1500 UTC. The invite has been sent to you. We would encourage you to join the Zoom drop-in call if you would like to get more familiar with Zoom and the functionalities. With all of this, I will now turn it back over to our chair, Yanis Karklins. Please begin.
Yeah, thank you very much, sir. And hello, everyone. I will start with a simple question. Can we follow the agenda which was suggested and sent to all of you? Any objections? I don't hear any. Now I see there are two hands up. Mergy first, and then James. Mergy, please. Mergy, please.
Okay, sorry, I forgot to unmute. This is Mergy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, Yanis. I was just curious if we could start with a brief overview of the board resolution that was just adopted. I see we have some board members on the call, and we have staff that probably has some background on it. I think it'll frame some of the discussion that we might have to have on the phase two approach and the legal analysis. So that's my suggestion, if that's possible. Thank you.
So thank you, Margie. James, please.
Thanks, James speaking, and I was going to raise the same point that Margie just raised. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Let me maybe suggest that since board resolution has not been published yet, we have been given opportunity to see advanced copy, do not spend too much time because the issue is very hot and maybe too hot, we can burn our fingers, that we wait until a resolution is published, until all support texts are published, that we can digest, reflect, and then take it up in one of our next calls. Because we know what is in the resolution because all of us, we read it. And all the rationale needs to be thoroughly considered and thought through, not just on the fly, when board liaisons will basically say what is written in the resolution. Would you accept, Margie and James?
This is Margie. Sure, that's fine. I understand it just happened, so perhaps another time. Thank you for considering my request.
So thank you very much. Then we can follow the agenda as suggested. And Christina, you have your hand up.
Yes, apologies. Before we move completely off this topic, I did want to ask if we might be able to get a short briefing from Rafiq about, to the extent the council came to any decisions or preliminary decisions during its meeting today. I think that would be helpful for us because under the bylaws, the board's decision to not accept all of the recommendations triggers a consultation process, which has never happened before. But I do think it would be helpful to know if there have been any preliminary decisions made by the council, because I think that would help serve as kind of boundaries on our discussion and further consideration of the issue. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Rafiq, would you be able to answer that question?
Okay, thanks, Yanis. Thanks, Christina. So the council just finished its call today a few minutes ago. But because the time constraint and the agenda, we didn't have time to discuss about the letter and the board resolution. And the idea is to have a separate council meeting to focus on that matter. So there was no discussion or decision from the council today.
So thank you, Rafiq. So now I take that we can move to our agenda as suggested and approved now by the team. Agenda item 3, 3A, bilateral meetings. I would like to say that in between or since the previous team meeting, I had 3 bilateral engagements. I talked to board liaisons who were absent on the previous call. I had a bilateral conversation with contracting parties. And yesterday during my visit to Brussels on a completely different topic, I also took opportunity and visited the European Commission. And I met officials of European Commission, and we discussed their views, interests, and vision on the second phase and then way forward. Any questions on? And then another element is ESSAC has reached me with a proposal of a bilateral meeting, and this is in planning now. Any immediate reactions, questions? I see Hadia, please. Hadia.
Thank you, Yanis. Hadi Al-Minyawi for the script. Maybe you could tell us more about your talks with the European Commission and maybe the important things that you think you could share with us.
That was a very general discussion where I, in the same way as, or in the same spirit as with other groups, what I'm meeting, I'm trying to understand better where they're coming from, what are their expectations, and So we were talking, including about the letter, the first letter that they send on after approval of the report on the phase one, and then the second letter we received on the 3rd May, and simply that I get more in-depth feeling about their views, concerns, red lines, and expectations. So I see no further requests. Then let us move to the next item, but is on travel support for ICANN Marrakesh meeting. Marika, please.
Thanks, Yanis. This is Marika. This is just for the sake of transparency. The process has been completed in relation to the travel support request, and we had three members who will be receiving travel support as they met the criteria that were set out by the group, and that's Alex Deacon, Amar Elsadar, and Thomas Rickard. And just to note as well that information is also posted on the group's wiki page.
Thank you very much. Any questions to Marika on this issue? I see none. Let us move to subpoint C. Questions on resources. Rafiq, would you walk us through this one?
Okay. Thanks, Yanis. So. As you know, the Council made, on behalf of the APDP team, a request to the Board for initial resources, and we got a response from the Board last week to confirm that we have those initial resources, so to have the support for telecom services and transcription, the professional mediation service, and also to the availability of legal counsel, and as just indicated, the ICANN 65 travel support. So this is just for, I think, till Marrakesh, and so within this fiscal year. And so for additional resource request, the Board will wait for that the Council approve the work plan and the kind of newly identified resource. So this is something for the APDP to work on it, and I think as soon as possible to make the additional request.
So thank you very much, Rafiq. Any questions to Rafiq on this information? I see none. Let us move then to the agenda item 4, which is the proposed draft approach. I will take a few minutes to walk you through the slide deck that we prepared, and I would like to start by thanking those team members who have expressed their thoughts, reactions, and also some proposals prior to the meeting. I tried to take them into account to the extent possible, and the edits that have been made from the version that you have received 2 days ago will be seen on the screen in different color. If I may ask Marika to put the slides on the screen. So, in essence, what we try to say, and seems that this is our common understanding, that the main objective of this phase would be develop agreed rules and requirements for sharing non-public registration data with the third parties. In other words, system of standardized disclosure of non-public registration data. So, and there was rather intensive discussion whether we need to use word access or disclosure. And I would maybe suggest that we really do not spend time on that, but if I may propose to use AD instead of access or disclosure, which means access / disclosure AD. We know that we're talking about these things. So we also know that there is a certain uncertainty whether the proposed approach would be compliant with the GDPR, and while we're awaiting clarification from European DPAs, we can still start working on elements of this standardized disclosure of non-public registration data system. And as soon as this legal clarity is provided, we will have already something we will have already some results of our activities. And if these, if response is, whatever response will be, we can work on elements which are not dependent on the response coming out from EDPAs. It was proposed that we would work on two streams. Stream one would address issues of the standardized disclosure system, and stream two would address outstanding issues from phase one. There was comments that maybe we should not work in two streams. From other side, there were comments that we need to accelerate our work to the extent feasible. So, and another issue what we are talking about, or we would like to hear your views, is whether worksheets that have been also the samples of which have been distributed would be useful for us as a support material or support platform for our conversations. So let me tell you one additional element that is new and that has came in on the 3rd May, if I may ask for next slide. That is a letter from the clarification letter from European Commission. And I would like to use one quote from that letter, which is relevant to our conversation today. And I'm quoting, "In particular, we have constantly urged ICANN and community to develop a unified access model to apply to all registries and registrars and provides a stable, predictable, and workable method for accessing non-public GLT registration data for users which are legitimate interests or other legal basis as provided for the General Data Protection Regulation. The European Commission considers this to be both vital and urgent, and we urge ICANN and community to develop and implement pragmatic, workable access model in the shortest time frame possible, to which we will contribute actively." So in order, next slide please, in order to progress, I think it is important to use the same terminology. So therefore, I would propose that we start with the agreement on working definitions that we would use in our conversation. I would like also to stress that these would not be legal definitions, but for the purpose of our exercise, it would be useful to have a common understanding. So as I already mentioned, the proposal is to work in two streams, stream one and stream two. On the next slide, you see the outline of issues that have been rolled over from phase one, feasibility of unique contacts to have uniform anonymized email address, legal versus natural, additional purpose of ICANN's OCTO, display information, of affiliated versus accredited privacy proxy providers, data retention, city fields, and data accuracy. And the order of topics is not in a priority order. This is just a list of topics that have been rolled over from phase one. On the next slide, we try to list, and again, not fully in a priority order, but at least it is a little bit in priority order, but it's not carved in stone, and we can see a reaction of the team and adjust accordingly. Issues that need to be addressed in our conversation, definitions and terminology, legal guidance needed, requirements, publication of process format and content, timeline, receipt of acknowledgement, accreditation, authentication, purpose for third-party disclosure, lawful basis for disclosure, code of conduct, terms of use, privacy, query volume limitations, retention and destruction of data, service level agreements, and financial sustainability. This list is not exhaustive and, as I mentioned, is not carved in stone. In terms of timeline, as we see it, we heard that we should not rush, but from other side, we need to be fast. So therefore, we try to put a reasonable timeline for your consideration, whereby we would work in online as we agreed once a week for phase one, and once every 2 weeks in parallel for phase two on phase two issues, with a few intersessional face-to-face meetings. After face-to-face meeting in Marrakesh, we're proposing to have one sometime in mid-September in LA in ICANN headquarters, then Montreal, then some face-to-face meeting end January, early February, and then another one in March during the 67th meeting of ICANN. So that is a proposal, and would like to hear your reaction. The aim would be that we target Montreal meeting with either a substantive outline of our activities, or if we can, with the initial report for Workstream 1. And probably we also need to think of having several reports on our activities that would be probably useful way forward. And then at the end, all these reports would merge in one final report for consideration. And the last slide just is an illustration of proposed sequence of meetings, how we could advance in with our activities. So this is all from my side, and I would like to seek your reaction. In the same way as I suggested, until I do not know all of you in person, I would suggest that we go through as indicated in the agenda, that everyone can has an opportunity to outline their ideas or reactions. If that would be acceptable, I recognize Mark Anderson. Please go ahead, Mark.
Thanks, Janice. This is Mark Anderson. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Sorry, that was actually an old hand. I had a question on what Rafiq had to say earlier. Should I hold that, or can I jump back to that now?
If you would hold it back right now, and if you want to speak on behalf of registries on the proposed way forward.
Okay, I can do that. I guess I'll follow up on my question via email to the list then. But as far as registry comments on the work plan, first I have to caveat this by saying, you know, registries haven't been able to sync up on a single response. You know, our travel with GDD has prevented us from having any regular sync up meetings. So apologies for the lack of a unified response. And I also want to, you know, avoid you know, restating anything I put in the email I sent out previously. I imagine most people have had a chance to read it by now, and if not, you can read what I put in email. And I also note that you already incorporated feedback on some of the items I sent. So thank you for that. I guess you know I will point out that you know, I think this is an agenda item for later. Marika's going to talk about this, but you know, we do think it's important that we get input early from SOs and ACs, you know, to help inform our work. And we also, you know, want to make a note that we have to remember that, you know, disclosure or access, I don't know what we're calling it, needs to be lawful. You know, obviously, complying with the law is really our ability to comply with the law is what is at the root of the CPDP. And so, you know, I want to just make sure that remembering or reminding everybody as we go through our work that's you know, that's sort of at the top of everyone's mind. I guess I'll say from. You know, this isn't a registry perspective. This is just my thoughts here. You know, on the worksheets. I'm not convinced that those will be helpful. You know, I think staff spent a lot of time putting them together in phase one, and then we didn't really leverage them for our work. So if we do end up doing those or using those for phase two, I think we need to make a little bit of more of a commitment to actually using them rather than them just being an artifact created by staff. You know, I think you know, there could be value in them, but we would have to be committed to using them, and that they would have to be, you know, living documents that evolve as we go through our work. They ended up being pretty static in phase one. You know, staff, you know, created them. They got posted to the wiki, and that was really the extent of how they were used. To be really effective, we would have to be, you know, committed to using, maintaining, and updating them over the course of our work. I don't want to create a lot of work for staff for something that we don't leverage as part of our deliberations. I guess that's all at it this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mark. So who is next from the registrars? I see no hands from registrars. Can that be? So who is next? I call on registrar group. James, Matt, Walker. James, please go ahead.
Yeah, Giannis, thanks. James speaking. We also have been, as Mark indicated, our team has been scattered a little bit through the GDD summit, and we have not had an opportunity to prepare our our comments here on the draft approach beyond what was already submitted to the list. So we'll just we'll stand down those for now and add something else later as we go along. Thanks.
Thank you, IPC.
Yeah, thank you, Yanis. This is Alex Deacon for the record. So I'll be quick. I won't repeat what I've said and written before on this topic. I will make a few quick comments on the updated deck. I think we need to see a timeline for work stream two in addition to the work stream one timeline that was proposed in the deck. I'm a little bit concerned that setting a meeting every other week for work stream two may not be enough, especially given what we've heard from the board this morning. But having said that, I think as Marika mentioned in the chat, I think the important and immediate next step is to kind of create a detailed work plan for each work stream to make sure the timing does work. On the worksheets, I think they are helpful, and I hope that we could make great use of them. I find them useful to refer to and to review, especially prior to the calls. But as Mark Anderson mentioned, I think it's important that if we are to rely on these worksheets and use them, then they need to be updated and fresh and modified as we kind of dive into the discussions. I think there's no doubt in my mind that our very competent staff members can do that. So that's it. Thanks.
So thank you. Thank you very much, Alex. So the next BC. Anyone from BC?
It's Margie. Mark was going to speak. Mark, can you unmute?
Yes, Mark, please, we're waiting you.
Sorry about that. The mute button moved down on my screen. So Mark Swanzerik for the record. I think other people have said a lot of the things that we need to say, and I think our text in the email yesterday really describes it in more detail than I need to go to here. One thing we wanted to mention is that we think the term legal certainty is not the appropriate standard. I mean, it's certainly our goal to minimize risk on everyone, especially the contracted parties. The development of the system should proceed in parallel with the effort to minimize risk, and we don't know if there is a definition of legal certainty that can ever be attained. But through the process, we will solicit and get recognition that the system reduces risk of providing access to data. Speaking of access to data, the changes in the terminology are probably not helpful, but we can accommodate whatever whatever terminology we come up with as a group. We noticed that Workstream 2 was missing references to topics from the Phase 1 final report, like data accuracy and revisiting topics in the legal memos. We're pretty concerned about the overall schedule. I think Alex talked about this as well. We should be open to reevaluating the schedule of work on Workstream 2 if it turns out that it's not going to be fast enough. I think that's the main thing, looking for the timeline to be further clarified and shortened. And then just one personal nit from me. I had hoped that we could go into phase two without hearing the words, but it must be lawful. I think we all agree that everything must be lawful. And I think it's just sort of a silly tick that we've adopted where we say, but it must be lawful. Yes, we agree it must be lawful. I don't think we need to say it anymore. Thanks.
So thank you, Mark. Of course, we're obeying citizens, so everything we do is lawful. I have been told that the audio cast is fixed, and so the announcement will be made on the list. So the next is ICPCP. ISPCP.
Hi, everyone. This is Thomas Rickert speaking. I hope I can be heard.
Yes, Thomas.
Great. So we are happy to go with the work plan as proposed. In particular, we're happy with the meeting schedule. Just a word of caution. I think that the time span reserved for working on the UADM, I think as we have to call it after your earlier comments, is probably slightly too ambitious, particularly if we want to bake in feedback from the authorities. I mean, it has been mentioned on the slide that this timeline is subject to potential amendment based on that feedback, but I think it's, to be blunt, it's unrealistic to get all the details hammered out and do the prep work within these few months. And with that, I'll yield the microphone again. Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Thomas. Now, I think that we will not get from European data protection authorities, let's say, green light, go ahead as such. It will be a constant dialogue, and we will progress as we go. And if something will not be right, we may expect kind of a red flag somewhere. But this we need to maintain the dialogue with them as we progress, that there is no surprises at the end. So that's the idea. But thank you very much for your support. So NCSG is the next.
Hey, Anas, this is Amr.
Amr, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. We actually haven't been able to agree on a statement yet in terms of the proposed approach to phase two. We've started some discussions, and some of the issues, especially the scheduling, we're still discussing. Overall, I think there's a lot of merit to what's being proposed, but if it's okay, we would like to postpone our response to this until sometime next week. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Next is GAC. Who will be speaking from the GAC? Ashley, please go ahead.
Sorry for the delay. We didn't coordinate on who is going to speak. So I'm happy to have one of my colleagues jump in. Just overall, I wanted to thank you and ICANN staff for putting this together. I think this is a really good start to keeping us on track. I think overall, it's quite workable. In terms of timeline, I think that is consistent with GAC advice to date. I do think, however, and I think it's agreed with my colleagues, that we do try and find areas to compress that timeline if at all possible, because while we would have a draft report by November, quite a bit of time is still dedicated towards getting comments and developing a final draft. Other things, we don't have strong opinions on whether or not access or disclosure should be the used terminology. I think we would be satisfied with having a conversation on that if it helps bring us in line with what our expectations are. That being said, I don't think it's a good use of time if it becomes a very long conversation that doesn't really seem to be getting us anywhere of any particular value. We also support the two work stream approach. I think that is a very efficient way to move forward with our conversations. Of course, if things look to be unworkable, I would assume we have the opportunity to rejigger our work methods as we move along. In terms of the actual working the worksheets. We think those could be a useful tool. Again, if they don't prove useful, we could always revise that as necessary and needed. I think that is all I have from the GAC perspective, but I would invite my colleagues, Georgios or Chris, to correct me or supplement as necessary.
So thank you very much, Ashley. And so I hope that you spoke for your colleagues as well. Now I call on ALEC, and I understand that will be Alan who will be speaking. Alan, please, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. We generally support the work plan going forward. We have some of the same concerns, of timelines and how long it's going to take, especially for work track two. One of the issues relative to that is if the new board decision requires any of those issues that we have in our second work track to be addressed before implementation, suddenly they become rather urgent. So I haven't analyzed the board decision well enough to even know whether there are such things. But if there are such things, we may have to make adjustments and put those into phase one because they'll have to be done in, essentially within less than the next year. Subject to that, the only other points we have are on the access and disclosure. I agree with Ashley. This could be a huge time sink to debate this. Yanis, I thought you said at the beginning of your presentation, we're not going to use either terms, but we'll use A/D or something like that. But then when you got to slide two, you said we're going to stay with the definitions that are on that page. That is accesses from the data owner's point of view, the data subject's point of view, and disclosure is for third parties. And I my experience says, if you try to take common English words and redefine them for discussion, it ends up failing. People revert back to the original meanings. And I really think that would be a mistake if we try to use those definitions. On centralized versus decentralized, again, it's a matter of terminology, but almost any model is going to have some components that are centralized and some that are decentralized. And I think it's a distraction if we start focusing on that, even if we defer it for a few months. I believe it's going to be a distraction just using the terminology. And lastly, the one thing seeming to be missing from the plan is when do we consider the legal advice we got that came in after our last deliberations and is just sitting there? We spent a lot of money to get that legal advice, and I think we need to review it and consider whether it affects any of our decisions, either going backwards or forwards. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Now, look, when it comes to definitions, the slide was just an example. I will suggest that for the next meeting, we would put together kind of a list of working definitions of different terms that and see whether we could agree that this would be our understanding, but not a legal terminology. And from now on, I would suggest that we use AD instead of access or disclosure, because that will naturally come out from the result of our conversation. When it comes to legal advice, this is one of our next agenda items, and we'll be talking about legal advice and then when to examine and how slightly later during this call.
Janice, for yes. Clarification, are the two definitions on slide three for access and disclosure still operative or not? Because what you're now saying is they're not.
No, I'm saying that for the moment they're not. We will come back with a proposed list of terms for the purpose of this exercise, if you don't mind.
No, thank you. That's fine.
Thank you. Next is ESAC, who will be speaking from ESAC. Ben.
Yes, thanks.
Ben, please.
ESAC and our support team have discussed the parallel work streams and are generally in support of this approach. like some of the other groups, we think that we're really appreciative of the timeline that and the work that's gone into developing it. We think that there is room to compress this timeline, and that maybe this is a little long for our preferences for the overall goal of finishing our phase two work. So we'll provide more comments on the list, and this is also one of the things that we wanted to maybe talk a little bit about in the as of yet to be scheduled bilateral.
Okay, thank you, Ben. Before going to next speaker, board liaison, I was asked to ask who is on the call with the phone number ending 522. Could you identify yourself? The call, the phone number ending with 522. So while the owner of phone 522 is thinking, let me call on board liaison.
Hi, Janice. This is Leon. I'm not sure if Chris is still on the call, but generally we are okay with the proposed path forward. As you will be able to see in the resolution that we passed yesterday, we are encouraging all involved in the PDP to try to continue working as expeditiously as in phase one. So we are happy to accommodate whatever timeline you decide. Thank you.
So thank you very much. ICANN org liaisons.
Hi, Yanis. Thank you. This is Tran. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, please.
Wonderful. Thank you. Dan and I, as with phase one, we're here to help answer any questions and provide implementation input, and looking forward to working with the rest of you through phase two. We don't have any specific comments right now on the draft approach, but we will continue to consult internally. And if there are any issues that need to be raised, we will do so via the mailing list. Thank you.
So thank you very much. Anyone else would like to speak on the draft approach? Milton, your hand is up.
Yes.
Are you in line?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, please.
Okay. So I don't know if you can bring your slides back up easily, but there's one of them where you're describing how the EPDP will work with ICANN.org and the European Data Protection Commissioner. I just have a question about what that means. If it's possible to put that up, I think it would clarify our conversation.
Yeah. No, let me try to clarify that element. You recall that we received a letter from CEO suggesting to create a small subset of the team to talk through the policy questions related to phase two in order to allow ICANN.org to work together with or interact with the European data protection agencies and brief them and get their opinion on the work we're doing. So from the previous exchange we had on this topic, it is obvious that a constitution of that smaller group would take too much time. So therefore, my proposal was that we would engage as soon as we're ready with ICANN.org people working on these topics from ICANN.org and have this conversation that would inform them, and maybe we would get also some feedback from ICANN.org on their engagement and conversations with the European Commission and European data protection agencies. So basically that is a communication line which would facilitate our work and would prevent from arriving to a situation when our work comes as a surprise to European data protection agencies and that they may not feel very comfortable, because no one really likes surprises.
Okay, so I think what the answer then to to the CEO's proposal is essentially no, we are not going to do that. And I'm not sure why we're talking about any kind of a special arrangement, because we have represented here, we have board liaisons who should be ensuring a two-way flow of information between what we're doing and the board. And the board, if it has any conversations with data protection authorities, can easily tell us when, where, and what happened. So I think I'm supporting your view, but I still can't see the slide that articulated it, that we don't need the special group, and it's the EPDP that's going to be making a policy, not a separate little group run by the CEO. Is my understanding conjoint with yours?
Yeah, no, it's certainly that we will be working on all the policy issues. Simply, the proposal from the CEO was to establish a subset to have a communication with ICANN.org while we're working. And I'm suggesting that if that communication, and I would support that some kind of communication should be, then that would take a form of team as a whole engage with the ICANN.org when it's appropriate and when it's necessary, when we're ready, when they're ready, and we have a conversation. But the question of small team is off the table. That is not workable. So anyone else? Milton, your hand is still up. Thank you. I know I do not have any further requests for the floor. I do not see any. So what I would like to suggest, I did not hear anyone opposing a proposed approach, though a few groups did not have a final decision on the draft. I understand that, but indications that came during this conversation suggested that is not that much substantive issues, but rather proposed timeline. So therefore, I would propose the following. By next Monday, end of the working day in California, I think that this is the last, furthest I can think of, we would wait for general comments on proposed approach that we have, myself and staff, we have some time to fine-tune the proposed approach. And also would start working on a more detailed proposal, how to approach the task ahead of us. So if that would be agreeable, to set a deadline for any comments on general or the draft approach, general comments on draft approach by Monday, end of business in California. I see Farzana, please.
Hi, thank you, Janice. Farzana Badi speaking. Sorry, did I get you right? did you suggest that on the proposed, we still have time to comment on the proposed approach by Monday?
Yes.
Okay, great. Because I wanted to raise a couple of concerns, which are at the moment my I personally think, and we are discussing it with NCSG, and I think that I'm skeptical about having Workstream 1 and Workstream 2 approach to this because we don't know if the topics are interrelated to the of the access and other topics in Workstream 2. The other point that I wanted to raise is that I have concerns about ICANN org, and I know that we have been repeating this, but we can't do anything about it now. But ICANN organization taking initiatives to talk to DPAs about the unified access model and is not is creating a parallel process. And I don't think that it is only complementary. And I don't even know why ICANN wants to show that it's doing it. Is it for political reasons, or is it to just wrap up the access discussion early? So just thought I would put the word, we will trust you to.
Thank you very much. So, and for the next call, we would try to finalize the approach and would propose already some elements of the work program that we can contemplate on those. Also, I propose that we would share initial list of terms. Glossary of terms, with understanding that that is not a legal terminology or legal definitions, but simply working definitions, which would keep us on the same page when we're using terms in the context of our exercise. So, and that we would discuss then next meeting on this topic. So would that be acceptable? I see no request for the floor. Thank you very much. Let us move then to the next agenda item. And that is on the required step on soliciting of statements from GNSO stakeholder groups and constituencies. And I would like to ask Marika to walk us through this item, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, Yanis. This is Marika. So yeah, this is to remind everyone that you know, one of the required steps in the PDP as well as the EPDP is to, at an early stage, request the input from GNSO stakeholder groups and constituencies, as well as other ICANN SOs and ACs on you know, the topics that are under discussion, so that that input can be received on an early stage of the work and then help inform the deliberations. Now, having said that, you know, I think that requirement was developed in the context of an open working group model where not necessarily all groups you know, would be represented and able to provide their input. And of course, in the EPDP, we're in a slightly different context where all groups that expressed interest in this topic you know, have representation and are able to provide their input in that manner. Now, however, you know, it's still a requirement and there is a specific time frame that's attached to that. In an EPDP, I believe the minimum is 21 days that need to be provided to groups to provide their input. And of course, there's also then a requirement for the group to actually review the input that has been received. And you know, factoring in the specific setup of this group and also noted that you know, a lot of statements, including on topics that are part of phase two, you know, were already included in the phase one report. You know, the fact that all groups have representation here and you know, are consulting with their respective groups on the issues under discussion. And I think we would like to have a conversation on what can be done to meet this requirement without making it necessarily onerous or duplicative of the input that has already been provided. So at least one approach that staff has been thinking about is whether it would be agreeable and workable to kind of you know, once the group has reached agreements in general terms on the approach, to kind of share that with the different groups, also refer them to, you know, the input that has already been provided in the context of phase one, and of course, you know, remind everyone of the composition of the group, and kind of ask whether there's any new or additional information that groups want to provide, so that the focus can really be on, you know, anything that hasn't been said or shared before, and is not a repetition of information that, you know, the group already has available or that has already been provided through the representatives. And hopefully that will then result in input that is really targeted and focused on the issues that the group is looking at, and as such, you know, make it more digestible as well to feed that into the deliberations the group will be having. So that's one suggestion or approach staff would like to put on the table. Of course, if there are other ways in which a group believes this requirement should be met, I think now is really the time to discuss, because again, as there is a timeline attached to that, the hope is to kick this off as soon as possible, so that, you know, input doesn't come at a stage where, you know, the group may have already considered or even agreed on certain items that may result in reopening certain discussions or, you know, input not being relevant anymore.
So thank you very much for this introduction. I understand that we cannot ask for input until we have not agreed 100% on approach ourselves, which means that the earliest that will be next week. So that is, now it is time to ask any questions or express any opinion on suggestions by Marika. I see Mark Anderson, please go ahead.
Thanks, Janice. Mark Anderson for the transcript. I guess my comments probably won't come as a surprise to anyone, as I've already provided input that I thought it was important for us to give SOs and ACs an opportunity to provide early input on our work. In phase one, I thought that was a valuable early step, having that that input, having those statements, on paper, something that we could all look at, review, and use to inform the early part of our work. I thought that really got us off on the right foot and helped us move things forward. So I think this is an important step, giving the SOs and ACs the opportunity to provide that early input. I'm kind of surprised to hear a suggestion that maybe it's not necessary and that it may slow down our work. I don't think it slowed down our work during phase one. And if anything, I thought it helped get us up and running quicker. So I would be in favor of still having this step and giving SOs and ACs the opportunity to provide early input. Obviously, it's ultimately up to SOs and ACs whether they provide the input at all. If they feel they've already provided all the input that's necessary through other forums, or that they're comfortable with their representatives representing their positions, then they don't have to provide a position or input. That's a decision that's best left to the SOs and ACs. So I think we should still do that step. And I think I see that as helpful in getting us off the ground and informing our early decisions.
Thank you, Mark. Any other comments? I see Marika. Marika, please.
Thanks, Janice. This is Marika, and I just want to confirm, you know, what Mark said, that this is a requirement. It's not a suggestion that, you know, the group can discard. I think the question is really about what, you know, how do you want to ask input so that you get, you know, the most value out of the input provided. And so again, the group may want to put some thinking in. You know, are there specific questions you want to ask? You know, for example, in other efforts, specific questions would be put forward to those NACs to provide input on, or you know, the kind of the charter questions were shared and a request for input was provided. So it's really about thinking through the format or the kind of questions you want to put forward instead of saying, hey, here's phase two, let us know what you think, because that, I'm not sure how much helpful information you will get in that way, or it may make it very difficult or time consuming to kind of parse input that is provided. So again, I think it's really about thinking, you know, what are some of the questions you want to put forward as you ask that input, and start thinking about that. So you know, that we already have some clarity around that. So when the moment comes, there's at least agreement on the approach. You know, the group is clear on how and what input is specifically going to be requested from GENIUS or stakeholder groups and constituencies, as well as ICANN, SOs, and ACs.
So thank you, Marika. Is there anyone else wishing to take the floor? Mark?
Thanks, Yanis. Mark again. I'll just respond to that real quick. I agree with what Marika just said. I guess I misread her earlier statements. You know, I think, you know, just sort of going to SOs and ACs and saying, you know, hey, what do y'all think of phase two is not going to, or, you know, may not result in the most useful input. And so for us taking a little bit of time to provide targeted questions to the SOs and ACs, I think would be time well spent. So thank you for the clarification, Marika.
So thank you, Mark. Let me then maybe propose the following. For the next call, staff would make a first cut of the communication, inviting other ASOs, SEs to provide input, and we can exchange online as well as during the next meeting before sending out other groups. Would that be okay? I see no objections. Let us then move to the next item, which is item six, Workstream 2 worksheets. Before the meeting, staff send out prepared five worksheets on different topics related to the Workstream 2. During the previous conversation, we had already the exchange, and I felt the prevailing view was that worksheets are useful tool, and that is also a way how to document progression in our thinking and in our consensual or our way towards consensus. So, and I would like now to open the floor to see whether there is any further specific comments on these worksheets. See whether the proposed method that we would keep those worksheets open on Wiki, that everyone can go and provide input, would be useful. So I open the floor for this conversation, this part of conversation. I see Marika, please.
Thanks, Janet. This is Marika. If I can just add a little bit more and especially provide some context in relation to the ones that we have already posted, that indeed, as you said, I think from a staff perspective, I think the worksheets are an incredibly important tool to make sure that everyone is clear on, you know, the scope of work as well as the expected outcome or deliverable. And as you can see from, you know, the worksheets we've posted for the Workstream 2 items, you know, on some of them, there's quite a bit of information already available, either as a result of you know, guidance in the charter or work that has been done in phase one. But there's some others as well where, you know, there's much less information available. So as a result as well, you know, less clarity around how and where the group should start to tackle a certain topic. Based on the input provided, we understand as well that we're to add a worksheet on the accuracy question as one of the items that came out of phase one. I think that's another one where indeed there's a kind of general recommendation to discuss it further, but not necessarily any detail yet on what that means or what that looks like. So it's really important for everyone to start reviewing those worksheets, because as I said, the staff expects to take those and then develop a more detailed work plan on that basis, because once everyone is clear and agreed on what kind of the approach is for tackling an issue, we can then translate that into either concrete meetings or timeframes in which an item is addressed, or a timeframe in which external input is expected to be received, that as a required pre-step for moving forward on that conversation. And what we're also planning to do, and again, we know that groups are still reviewing the approach and as well the topics listed in relation to the standardized disclosure framework. But we'll propose as well to already start integrating that into that worksheet as well, because I think that's obviously one of the key ones. Where we'll need input on how to parse the different topics. Do we have all the topics covered in that list? And what are some of the prerequisites or some of the information that is needed to have a fruitful discussion on those topics? Because again, that's really the information that we will need to be able to develop a detailed work plan. I'll stop there, but I just wanted to provide that context. And again, we'll post all these documents as Google Docs, so you're all able to comment. And of course, once there is agreement on updates, we'll make those changes. And again, from our perspective, we're really hoping as well that we can use these, not only to kind of now agree on the scope and their approach, but also document the conversations that are held on these topics kind of on a rolling basis. So that everyone is able to see what the status of the conversation is, and eventually as well what are potential draft recommendations in relation to the topic, so that when we get to the initial report, we may not need to do more than just to kind of copy and paste the worksheet into the initial report. And it also means that everyone will have already had an opportunity to look at the language and the way an issue has been explained, as well as getting to that proposed recommendation. So that's a bit from our perspective, the approach here. I do appreciate all the comments that, of course, it's only as useful as, people provide input and the ability to update it. So we're really hoping that we can count on your collaboration there.
So thank you, Marika, for this this additional explanation. Floor is open. There is some support in the chat room. Mark, please.
Hey, everyone. This is Mark Anderson again. I've commented on this twice again, so apologies for keep bringing this up. I think the worksheets could be a useful tool, and what Marika described sounds good. In phase one, though, I think that was also the intent, and they weren't kept up to date, and they weren't updated with the discussions as we went. If we use them in that way, I think they could be a useful tool. But that that requires commitment from everybody to keep reviewing them, making sure they accurately reflect the discussions and what was agreed to, and that they are a living document, not something that's just developed by staff at the beginning and referenced late at the end when we're drafting the document. So, I guess I'm a little pessimistic based on our experience in phase one, but I do recognize the points that Marika made, and that they could be a useful tool if we use them in the way she described.
Okay, thank you. Let us give it a try. And if I may suggest that we have now five worksheets published, and if I may ask to think of looking at them and providing any input the team may wish to, or team members may wish to provide by next meeting, that on those five, that would be helpful. I understand from Rika that there will be additional worksheets developed and then published, but those would then be reviewed for the subsequent meeting. And for the moment, we're looking at phase two, so workstream two worksheets. And as soon as we're ready, those will be used to launch our activities in workstream two, if we will agree to have it. I recognize Farzaneh, please. You have the floor.
Thank you, Farzaneh speaking. So I have, these are my personal doubts about the topics of the workstream two, and I think we need to look closely at the connection of workstream two topics and what sort of gating, if they relate to gating questions in the charter. I see that data retention is a topic in workstream two, and basically if we are actually responding to, if in workstream two we are responding to gating questions in the charter, then we cannot also in parallel have an access and disclosure workstream one. So as it is apparent, I am against just jumping and just working on both of these topics in workstream one and workstream two. I think we need to reflect better, but also the board has rejected a couple of recommendations and or some part of recommendations, and we need to see how that would affect the workstream one and workstream two topics, and if we can actually in fact have them in parallel. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It is noted. Anyone else? I see no further requests. Let us give a try then to these worksheets. If I may suggest that in 1 week, we would look at those five which have been published already, we will come back. We will come back to this topic during the next call to see whether this exercise has given us sufficient satisfaction, and we can then see how to progress. And in the meantime, staff will prepare the worksheets on other topics that are under consideration or should be under consideration. Thank you. So let us move to the next agenda item, which is a review of clarifying questions received in relation to legal memos. During the last call or previous call, we asked team members to review the legal memos that have been provided by Bird and Bird and provide us clarification questions. We have received clarification questions from three groups, and one asked to extend a deadline for this question, and I would like to maybe accommodate that request coming from the GAC for 1 week, and then we would decide how to handle the legal or the comments that have been provided. And in the meantime, staff would try to consolidate the inputs that have been provided for the next call. So with this, I would like to open the floor for any reflections, comments team members may wish to make on the topic. Floor is open. Marika.
Yeah, thank you, Johannes. And this is Marika. I'm sorry for speaking so much during today's call, but one suggestion I can maybe make from the staff side is that at least we can start with the questions we've received so far and kind of organize them in line with the different memos. And that may also help kind of identify, you know, is there any duplication in relation to those questions, or is there any kind of rephrasing necessary to make it, to make kind of the style or the approach of asking questions aligned. So maybe that's something that staff can take as an action item. And then as you know, additional clarifying or follow-up questions come in, and we can then of course add these, and then you know, the group can review kind of the collection of follow-up questions that have been identified and kind of determine you know, what the next step is.
So thank you very much. Margie?
Thank you, Yanis. This is Margie. We submitted comments yesterday on the legal analysis, and I just want to take a look at the board resolution to see if it adds or, you know, changes the questions we have. So I just, you know, thank you for giving us more time, but I think the board resolution might actually impact some of the questions that get asked. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Margie. So anyone else? Marika, you're on the line?
Sorry, all hand.
So then let us revisit the question during the next meeting. I hope that additional week will be sufficient to provide for the GAC to provide additional or reaction or questions to the to legal memos which have been distributed. And in the meantime, as Marika suggested, staff will consolidate and process the ones that have been submitted so far. And we will take the question then during the next, or we continue the discussion of the question during the next meeting. Would that be acceptable? I see no objections, so that we will do. Thank you very much. So the any other business? Is there any other business that team members would like to raise? I see none. So then, last agenda item, wrap up. We will then meet next week on 23rd of May at 2 p.m. UTC. And if I may ask Marika to do a recall of action items that we agreed to do. Marika.
Thanks, Janice. But it's actually Caitlin who's been holding the pen today. I hope she can give a quick recap.
Yeah, please.
Hi, Janice. Thank you. This is Caitlin Tubergen.
Yes, Caitlin. Please go ahead.
I captured the following action items. The first action item is for any EPDP team members that would like to provide additional general comments on the draft work plan to please do so by Monday, May 20th. The leadership team will work with support staff to share an initial glossary of terms for discussion during the next meeting. And again, that's working definitions, not legal definitions. Support staff will prepare an initial draft of questions for SOAC early input before our next call. EPDP team members to provide feedback on worksheets published to date by our next EPDP team meeting. Support staff will review the legal questions received so far and align them with the memos we've received so that we can share it with the EPDP team. And the deadline to provide any additional feedback on the legal memos is next week, Thursday, May 23rd. That's all the action items I captured, Yanis. Thank you.
So thank you very much. We're in agreement on that. Everything's accurately captured. Thank you very much, Caitlin, on this. So that brings us to the end of the meeting. And I wish to thank everyone for active participation. We will, as usually, provide a draft agenda for your consideration after Tuesday's, after next week's Tuesday. And if you have anything to share with the team in the meantime, please feel free. Thank you very much. This brings us to the end of this call.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Once again, meeting has been adjourned. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.